Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Did you know on this date, the 29th of March, 1973, the last of the American troops withdrew from Vietnam? A war that was to cost America over 58,000 young lives and 3 million Vietnamese and God knows how many innocent Cambodians. What was it all about, you might ask? I believe the answer is fear. You might think that McCarthyism would have alerted the American public to knee-jerk reactions, but no, the fear of communism was still there, and this time it was not even on their own doorstep. It was in Asia, the other side of the globe, ignited by the fear that communism was about to take over the world. How did it start, you might well ask? Well, de Gaulle, after returning triumphantly to a liberated France, decided he should try to regain the French colonies lost in the war. One of those overseas territories was French Indochina. Though Churchill was trying desperately to hold on to the crumbling British Empire, he supported de Gaulle in his aspirations to regain the French colonies. Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was anti-colonial, felt the time had come to let go of these possessions and was against a French reintroduction into Indochina. But Roosevelt died before the end of the war, and Harry S. Truman was focused only on ending it as quickly as possible. Perhaps, had Roosevelt lived a little longer, the Vietnam War might never have taken place. But France did return to Indochina with the help of the British and the Americans, despite a growing independence movement led by Ho Chi Minh. France regarded Ho Chi Minh as an irritant and began to try to quash the movement. This triggered violent resistance. Not only did Truman support the French, he supplied them with weapons. He felt that way the French would become the watchdog of the region and prevent the spread of the dreaded communists who now were in control of China. French delusions of victory were quickly shattered by the effectiveness of the guerrilla warfare conducted by the Vietnamese insurgents. Then came the decisive battle and a defeat for France at Dien Bien Phu in 1954. It was to be the first time an Asian army defeated a European army in a fixed battle. Licking their wounds, the French had no stomach to prolong the battle and decided shortly afterwards the time had come to leave the region. But what would become of Vietnam? Elections were promised. But every man and his dog knew that Ho Chi Minh would win, and Vietnam would fall into the hands of a communist-led government. The Americans succeeded through the Geneva talks to postpone the elections till 1956, giving the French the time for an orderly withdrawal. The French, with the aid of the Americans, under the presidency of Eisenhower, began to set up a puppet government in the south. They wanted Ngo Dinh Diem to rule and poured money into South Vietnam. But many US diplomats felt that Diem was an autocratic leader incapable of rallying popular support and more likely to provoke rebellion. Later research shows, at the time, neither Russia nor China wanted war in Vietnam. And Ho Chi Minh was unsure whether he should join the populace in the south and the growing dissatisfaction at how things were panning out. When the Kennedy administration decided that Diem had to go, they abetted in his overthrow and murder. There followed a series of military coups till the Americans finally opted for one general they were willing to support. They failed to grasp how strong the national movement was. Falling into the same trap as the French, the Americans stepped in to guide the people, and the fuse was lit. Ending on this day, the 29th of March 1973, with the loss of over 58,000 Americans and 3 million Vietnamese. And the question still remains, for what? keep on listening to TRP.